Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
As I mentioned earlier, a lot to talk about with Mr. David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C., joining us here on Brian & Company. David, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Okay, the three biggest hits. Shutdown, Putin, Zelensky, or Bolton? Which one do you want first?
Oh, let's start with Bolton because that's the headline today. 18-count indictment. Allegedly stored top-secret records at home. Cooperated with relatives or something and showing him this. He says his emails were hacked. Opponents will tell you that this is another in a series of retaliations by Trump against his enemies. This is number three with probably one or two more to come. So we just have to let the legal system play out.
I know it's not your job. Your job is to report the facts. I mean, I'm not going to project anything. From your time in D.C., what kind of guy is John Bolton?
You know, he was very media-friendly, which always makes me more sympathetic. He has his point of view, and it's a tough point of view. I can remember going back, 20 years, when Chris Dodd was still a senator and a senior member of the Foreign Relations Committee, and I might be wrong about this, but as memory serves, Bolton was nominated to be U.N. ambassador under Bush, under W. Bush. And, boy, Dodd just did not like the guy's policies at all. I think there was some quote where Bolton said he wanted to lop off, you could lop off half the U.N. building or something and nobody would notice. But Bolton was a schmoozer. You know, he wasn't a guy you dislike personally. And he ran for president a couple of years ago. He was very accessible. You could talk to him. You could talk about national security. Very unpretentious. You know, a lot of times you'll get people like him who know so much as opposed to me, right? Nope. He was always happy to explain things, take your calls. Decent guy.
So, I found him easy to talk to in the times I interviewed him. Obviously, intensely hawkish, right? So I think his aggressive foreign policy, which was initially, I think, what created problems with Trump the first time through. But he wants to invade everybody, right? I mean, that's sort of his deal. But he loves the country. He just has a different vision on how to protect the freedoms, right? So
he really was sort of the loyal opposition. You know, again, it wasn't personal with him. It was. He had a point of view, a well-developed point of view, and you may disagree with it, but, you know, the guy, smart guy, personable guy.
And so we'll find out, when does this stuff, like, go to trial?
Oh, my God. Who knows, right? I mean, it could be months, it could be years. I mean, there'll be motions to dismiss. Who knows when we'll see this? Look, the indictments against Trump never did get wrapped up in many cases and had to be dropped when he became president. So who knows if this will carry on into the next administration.
We're talking to David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. here on Brian & Company. You know, I thought, I'm not sure how to interpret it. You know, John Thune floated the balloon that he promised he could get the subsidies a vote, and I thought maybe that would move the needle. I guess it didn't, because he could get him the vote, but he couldn't promise that it would pass on health care subsidies. So the measure didn't pass again yesterday. We're going into next week. I guess the question to move the story forward is, at this point in time, in your view, which side has leverage?
This isn't a cop-out answer. Neither one, frankly. Because you would think that the longer this goes on, people are starting to get their renewal notices now for these health care plans. They started going out Wednesday. And those renewal notices should reflect these huge increases, because the subsidies, enhanced subsidies, are going to end. You would think that would put political pressure on Republicans, but I certainly haven't seen it. I mean, the Senate voted yesterday. They were out of there at lunchtime. They're not coming back till Monday night. The House hasn't met all week. We're waiting today to see what they're going to do next week. So the Democrats, I don't see where they have the upper hand. But then again, I don't see where the Republicans have the upper hand.
I guess I see it as, at first I was like, well, Trump is engaged in other things, so he's not paying attention to this. But maybe Trump, is the president, is telling, you know, his followers in Congress, in the Senate, don't do anything and wait. Maybe this is what they're being told to do, which is don't pass it, and then let's see what happens. Or he's not engaged because he's focused on like Russia, Ukraine, or whatever, and he'll get to it. Because it seems like the Republicans won't move until he says it's okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. Absolutely right. No, Speaker Johnson's been consistent, and that is the House passed a clean, what they call continuing resolution, keep the government open. They did their job. Now it's up to the Senate. And whether or not the House should be back doing its work is another issue. But he's been consistent on that. He's going to do another press conference in about an hour where I'm sure he'll say much the same thing. They are waiting for Trump. And if Trump would get involved in this and bring in the leaders and just keep them in the room for 3 hours and figure this out, I think this would be over in 24 hours. He's shown no inclination to do so because, as you say, I think he's otherwise engaged right now. And today he's got the Ukraine. So, and then he's going to Florida for the weekend. So it's going to be a while.
Good segue with David Lightman of McClatchy, D.C. Zelensky, I mean, I mentioned this earlier, the impeachment in the first administration, basically Zelensky, all he wanted in the end was a chance to go to the White House. And now, you know, it's not like a regular occurrence, but it's not as big a deal. It's amazing how things change in less than a decade. So he's going to come. The president had this conversation with Putin, and now there's word leaking that Putin went on some rant when they met in Alaska about the history of the region, like lectured right. Trump, and Trump is like, what is your problem, dude? And so, but talking to Putin yesterday puts us almost like right where we were before Alaska. So I don't really understand what's going on. And also, are we going to give them long-range missiles?
Well, you see, Trump seems reluctant to do that. And if he's reluctant to do that, well, you know, it's a real set of chess pieces here. Does he not give him the long-range missiles because he's sort of waiting to see what happens with Putin? Is that part of his negotiation with Russia? And if he's not going to give them the long-range missiles, well, what's going to be decided today? What's happening here? It's a real mystery. And again, this is sort of three-dimensional chess, which I never did understand. And yes, you're puzzled. We're all puzzled. So just have to wait and see what happens later.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like whoever he talks to, he's more, you know, constructive on. Like, he'll come out of the meeting, it'll be a great meeting, and he'll lean that way, and it just goes back and forth. But I can't get over this. I don't see any concession that Putin's made or is willing to make on any of it.
No. And, you know, Zelensky's argument is that give us, you know, if we could do long-range strikes, then Putin will come to the table, and there'll be negotiations, and the war might end. And for whatever reason, at the moment, Trump's not buying that. Now, in 6 hours, you and I could probably talk, and the world may have changed. But, boy, that's where it stands now. I suspect, now I'm really guessing here, I suspect that what Trump is going to do is say to Zelensky, here's the way I'm going to deal with Putin, okay? But I need your backing when I do. We don't have to go out and tell the media every word of our negotiating tactic, but here's what's going to happen. And then take it from there and go to Putin in Hungary and say, hey, you know, Zelensky's good with this. So not unlike what he did with the Middle East, frankly.
All right, David, thank you so much. Big, big stuff. I mean, those three stories are massive. So we appreciate the insight. Have a good weekend, buddy.
You too. Look forward to talking to you next Friday.
Me too. I always do. David Lightman, McClatchy, D.C., joining us here in Brian and Company.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.